WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Before a huge crowd at Madison Square Garden, former President Donald Trump got big cheers when he said he'll give Robert F. Kennedy Jr. a major role in his administration.
I'm going to let him go wild on health. I'm going to let him go wild on the food. I'm going to let him go wild on medicines.
Kennedy's been criticized for making false medical claims. CBS's Robert Costa on why Trump held the rally in New York.
Former President Donald Trump is here in New York, a deep blue city in a deep blue state. Not because there's any expectation inside his campaign that he can win in New York or New York City in November, but because they want to project confidence. Having him inside one of the world's most famous arenas, the spotlight on him in the closing lap of this campaign.
Vice President Harris, meanwhile, spent Sunday in Philadelphia, where she again tried to make the case that Trump is not fit to be president.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
A new survey by the National Association for Business Economics has found that companies believe the economy is stable. Survey analyst Lester Jones.
It's just not as intense as it was a year ago and 2 years ago. The intensity of the price increases and the wage increases and inflation has managed to come down. And that's what gives the group of economists a little bit of confidence in the outlook going forward.
One person died, dozens were hurt when a truck rammed a bus stop in Israel. CBS's Rami Innocencio has that story from Tel Aviv.
Police said they neutralized the driver after he rammed his white truck into a bus stop, running over dozens of people. Several were pinned under it. Many of the injured were senior citizens, marking the first national day of mourning for the October 7th attacks.
McDonald's says it has ruled out beef patties as the source of an outbreak of E. coli poisoning. CBS's Michael Toscano says the company will resume selling its quarter pounders this week.
The Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier in Colorado are the likely source of contamination. McDonald's said in a Sunday afternoon statement, they're confident that any contaminated product has been removed from their supply chain and all McDonald's restaurants.
Actor Timothée Chalamet had made a surprise appearance at his own look-alike contest in Lower Manhattan on Sunday. Flanked by bodyguards, he posed for photos with his high-cheeked, curly-haired doppelgangers. But minutes after the competition began, police ordered the large group to leave the park. They didn't have a permit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Oh, it's Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. We got a big show for you tonight. We'll dive right into it. We'll kick it off with a double dip of the People Brothers Band. They just won Performer of the Year with the Mamas. I'm going to recap those Mamas for you. Got a special guest co-host tonight. We'll tell you all about it. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Down crying on his knees, but can't get the road. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. Take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. You can keep those things. I don't need none of your strings. I'll be your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. I'll raise you up, see what you came to see. Well, the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine.
Sisters and Brothers. That is the People Brothers Band and Stepping Stone on Max Inc. and Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, Love Electric. Love the People Brothers Band. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Across the Civic Media Radio Network, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker and Terry Barr are off tonight. I'm Jimmy Kay, and I'm joined here with an awesome, super special Cub fanatic co-host, E-Dub.
Hey, buddy.
Nice to see you, brother.
Hey, it's nice to see you, too. You know, it was weird. I was just going to sit outside and just listen to the show and just kind of enjoy it. And then all of a sudden you came to me and said, hey, man, you're doing a show with me.
Yes.
And I couldn't be happier about it. I'm glad to be here with you. And I mean, I think it's been something like a year since we did this before.
I think it was sooner. I think we did something.
Was it this year
ago.
Even maybe?
I think it was.
Yeah.
Six. Yeah.
Well, it feels like a long time, and I'm glad to be back in the saddle.
Welcome back to the radio. Of course, those of you that may not know, Dub and I, we hosted the Jimmy Kay Show for years.
Yeah.
At various places.
For what? For like 9 years, 10 years?
Something like that.
It was a good long run.
Yeah. Hope you're having a great night. We just heard the People Brothers Band, Dub, and they cleaned up at the Mamas. They took home 6 Mamas.
Yeah.
Last Sunday at the High Noon Saloon. Congratulations to the People Brothers Band. Of course, the Performer of the Year was the big one for the People Brothers Band. They also got the Pop Song of the Year for Restless off their latest album, R&B Performer of the Year, and the list goes on.
Yeah, they're really good enough that I feel like they could even win for like Heavy Metal Band of the Year without even playing heavy metal. That's how good they are.
They don't play metal, Dub.
No, I know, but they should still win that award. They're that good.
The best part of my Mama night, actually, was when I ran into Mama T from the People Brothers Band,
mm-hmm.
Teresa,
yep.
And I got a fantastic hug from her.
Yeah.
Had a great conversation with her.
Good.
Rocker Terry Barr and I were at the High Noon Saloon for the Madison Area Music Association. I want to say congratulations to all the artists,
mm-hmm.
everybody who won a Mama. And the Girls Rock Camp part of the show was fantastic.
Yeah.
This is amazing how much talent those young ladies have.
Right.
And what the Girl Rock Camp coaches do to bring all that talent out for
them. I mean, it's a perfect show for everybody, every one of us out there who ever thought that we didn't have any talent. Because these kids come in there with no music, right? And they leave and they're good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they
like
love
when
it
you
too.
Work at it at a thing.
You could tell they have fun with it.
Congratulations
to our own Terry Barr for winning local music radio personality of the year.
Yeah.
Super excited about that. Congratulations to Terry for that.
Yep.
Deb, I'm spacing her last name.
Fields.
No, not Deb Fields.
Who Deb?
Deb G. Gunderson, maybe? Fan of the year.
Oh, I know the person you're talking about. She's a big fan of the blues scene, right?
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, I remember. It's been a while since I've thought about some of these names.
Forgive us, Deb. We forgot your last name. I know it starts with a G. Deb G. That's who it is.
Yeah, she knows who she is.
So anyway, congratulations to all the Mama Pia folks. Don't forget, if you still want to contribute, help put musical instruments in the hands of kids. You can do that at your leisure at themamas.org. Dub, we got a good show for you tonight for your guest hosting pleasure. Kind of mellow here in the studio, but we got Chado checking in from the High Noon Saloon tonight. Tonight is the freaking Halloween weekend show at the High Noon.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. I believe the Police have kicked off, and ELO featuring Shawn Michael Dargan is kicking off in just a couple of minutes. Radiohead later on, and I'm missing one, and also Metallica. I'm missing one.
Duran Duran is the one you're missing, and how could you forget that when you're going to be introducing those guys?
I'm introducing Duran Duran tonight, and Adam Schwabo, he's one of the organizers. We had an interview with him last week here on Max Inc. Radio. He shaved his head for the show for his costume today. I just saw this on Facebook.
Is he going to be the singer?
He is in the Duran Duran tribute.
Yeah. But is he the singer of the band? Do you know? Is he supposed to be Simon?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
And I only say that because Simon's the only name that I know from that band. I couldn't possibly name a different one. You know, there's so much good music happening this weekend. You know, there was a show last night featuring bands that tributed the Deftones and Incubus, Korn, and System of a Down. There's another show happening as well that they're calling Freakin' Halloween. Or no, that's the one you're talking about. The emo Halloween is the one I was thinking of. That's tributing My Chemical Romance and Paramore and Brand New. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of awesome music out there this weekend, and that's the way it should be.
There is no lack of great music on a Halloween weekend in Madison.
Yeah, if you can't find it, you're not trying.
What? I guess that begs to ask, you know, we've seen so many tribute shows over Halloween over the years.
Yeah.
I'm sure all of you have, too.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Halloween tribute band performance that you have seen?
Yeah, well,
what show really stands out? What band or what band did they cover that you're like, wow, they did a great job on that? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text us from the Civic Media app. Dubba, I remember Spooktacular a couple years ago when Y-Lab covered Motley Crue, and they nailed it.
Did they cover Motley Crue, or
yes.
did they cover? Did because they're like big misfits. Anyway, I remember them playing. They were so much fun to watch. Anyway, and my favorite though, well, there's kind of two favorites, right? One of them is my favorite because it's one of my favorite bands and bands that they tributed, which was Lords of the Trident, who paid tribute to Iron Maiden. But there was another Spooktacular also where. If some of you out there may remember a band called Orphan Bloom, which was full of these
yes.
guys who were like music students who
they're all geniuses.
Absolutely. And they like flew in from all over the country to play shows. And so they dressed up as the